Okay, good morning, everybody. So we come to really a signature halacha on the Rambam that I'm going to be mapped in by just reviewing a very basic halacha. There's a principle of arba tzrichim hachraza, that there are four personas in the halacha where we have to be machriz that this person is dying for a particular reason. And it's subject to machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda, what that means, whether we're mamtin ad haregel, where we gather the entire Jewish people so that they can witness it. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Pasuk says, V'chol am yishmu'u v'yirau, it doesn't say yiru v'yirau, and anyway, there's a nisa daraisa to wait until Aliyah L'Regel, Inoy Hadin, many, many times over. And the four areas are the Mesis, and the Ben Soru Mora, and the Edim Zomamin, and the Zakin Mamre. And the Radvaz says, because all of them are Misa Zara, like people wondering, like, why is this person being put to death? You know, the Ben Soru Mora hasn't, maybe we subscribe to the idea of Nidon Al Shem Sofo, he hasn't done anything quite yet. The Mesis, we say, Divrei Arab, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Meshomin, the Edim Zomamin didn't kill anybody, and they're doing something nefarious, but it's not like they're murderers. In the physical sense of the term, and the Zakin Mamre, he's being more machmir than the Bezdin HaGadol. How terrible is that? So we have to machmir that these people deserve to die. The Ramban takes the idea much further, as we've discussed, and he says it's more than just a Misa Zara, but the fact is, Ein Bam Chayt Maves, the very reason that they're being killed is because of the Hachraza. What do we mean by that? The whole point is Cholam Yishmu V'Yiro, that the reason they have to die is to protect society. You can't have a society where people don't take Edo seriously, Edom Zomim. You can't have a society where people are entrapping others to Avodah Zarah, Mesis. You can't have a society, a halachic society, where Ben Soru Mora, people don't respect figures of authority. That's why Ben Soru Mora is in Hilchos Mamrim. You can't have a halachic society where the Bez and Hagadol B'Yerushalayim, Shemisham Teitzei Choku Mishpat L'chol Yisrael, the Ikar Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Achas Naseh Shtei Toros. What we'll see here is that there's a very fascinating point, is that the Rambam paskins, and it's not clear that other Rishonim all agreed with this. The Lecha Mishnah has an Arichos in the name of the Mizrahi and others. What was Shitas Rashi? It's a little surprising. It's possible that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with respect to all four, but the Rambam has a remarkable psak here that Mamtinin on Haregel is actually only Shaykh to the Zakin Mamre. And I want to try to explain that the Rambam is explicit in Soru Mora at the end of Hilchos Mamre, is explicit in Hilchos Edus in Perek Yud Ches with respect to Edim Zomamin, that what Hachraza means there is that you don't violate the Yisod HaRais of Inoy Hadin, you just send a mechtav that, to Kol Yisrael, that this is why this person is being put to death. Interestingly, and I saw the Lecha Mishnah's Mitzayin at this point, I always wondered about it myself, the Rambam doesn't say so explicitly by the Mesis. You'd think that the Rambam should talk about that in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam does not address the point explicitly. We can assume that he felt it was the same. Again, he could have a Kabbalah. Doesn't mean that he's, a renegade, on his own. This is very reminiscent of Perek Aleph. This is now like the AAA Bezdin, as I like to call it. And the Rambam now repeats from Perak Aleph Halach Aleph. Shemisham Torah Yotza L'chol Yisrael. Shenemar Min HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Bezdin Omrim Lahem Kachu Adin V'Yotzin Kulam. Chazar Zah Chacham Shechalak Al Bezdin Li'iro. He continues to give the same shir. Hareza Pater. Hor Lasos. And again, we're Medayik as we've been Medayik in the past, so that's first. Osha Asaka Raso Chayev Misa. Ve'eno Tzara Chasra. Right? Like the Mesis, he's the only personality who's also one of the Mukhrazim. He doesn't require a separate Hasra, but for a little bit of a different reason. He's Musra Ve'omed. Once we had this initial, there's a whole process of getting to the Bez and HaGadol. So that, it's not really the same as Mesis, where there's no need to give him Asra, because, lo sovelov, lo sishmaylov, lo sachosin chalov, lo sachmo, lo sachasalov, that we have it out for the Mesis. Zakin Mamre is a little bit different. He's Musra Ve'omed, in the sense that, there's a whole process to get there. The Gemara says, he gave a taima meikara. He gave his rationale. He understands exactly what this is, a chacham mufla, He knows exactly what the stakes are. Afilu nasam tam the dvarav, and even if he'll defend himself, interestingly that now on the back end that this comes first. Okay, so he sentenced him to death in the Bezdin Shabiro. Vitov sinoso, malinoso misham Yerushalayim. So this is where the Rambam paskins the general din of achraza, even though we know it's different for him. The zakin mamre, the zomin, amesis, benserim, oresh, rebekulam, namar, yishmu v'yirau. So what's fascinating is why is the Rambam, why is he mechalik between, you know, what hachraza means, especially since this is the very place where he paskins hachraza? It's like, why is the Rambam saying that, the Zakin Mamre is the only one who are mamtinan adaregel, you know, ma'anin es dino? So the Lecha Mishnah asks, you know, what makes him different? And he quotes it. Maybe it's because here there's a chumra yaseir in the Pesukim. It says, velo yezidun od, as opposed to velo yosifun nasos. I'm skeptical that that's really the pshat for the Rambam, because, you know, after all, the Rambam doesn't say anything about that. He just says, v'chol ha'am yishmu v'yiro michal shetzarech achraza. So I don't think it's like, you know, based on that, but I think it's based on the broader conviction that the whole idea of achraza is to put people on notice, like the Ramban said, that, you know, these things, while they don't appear to be a ched maves, right, it's impossible. We have this person has to die so that society can function. He's dying for society, not because personally there's a chet maves, right? Gazra ala bataramisa, apropos what we said before. But the public enemy number one is not Edim Zomamin, is not the Mesis, is not the Ben Sora Mora. The greatest threat to Torah society is the Zakin Mamre. The greatest possible threat to Torah society is a person not who, you know, disregards authority of his parents, and the local Rabbanim, the Ben Sar Mora, not somebody who's even entrapping an individual to do Avodah Zarah, Mesis, not somebody who's, you know, behaving nefariously with respect to a particular case, Kasher Zamam La'asos La'achiv. These are all very bad, these are insidious, society will not function if, you know, they're done en masse, but the greatest single threat to Torah society is somebody who can lead to a schism in Klal Yisrael. Right, and the Rambam is already on record as saying that the Mechayiv is Machlokas, right? Kedesh Shelo Yirbo Machlokas B'Yisrael, and therefore it's more chamor, and the Hachraza needs to be more dramatic. I think that's point number one. I think point number two is Malinoso LiYerushalayim, right? Umamtinan Ad HaRegel. It's specifically about, right, the Bezdin HaGadol. It's really two sides of the same coin, I guess. You know, the Mantina Lo Ada Regel, and, you know, where the Bezdin HaGadol should be Rishalayim, but the Lishkas HaGazis, it's that very place which is significant. And the time when all of Klal Yisrael comes together is the Regel. This person is threatening the integrity of Klal Yisrael. So he's both worse, and therefore the Hachraza needs to be Bifneihem. It really is V'chol Ha'am Yiru V'yirao. Rabbi Yehuda, but it goes beyond that because it's very much oriented towards the makom where the Bezdin HaGadol is altogether, that place which unifies Klal Yisrael, and there's no time where that unity is on greater display than Bishas HaRegel Ba'atzmo.